Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of drug resistance, found under the microbiology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an overview. Penicillin-resistant organisms include Campylobacter jejuni, Enterococcus faecalis, Neisseria gonorrhea, and gram-negative bacilli, which are resistant to benzyl penicillin G. The outer membrane layer inhibits the entry of penicillin G, but they may be susceptible to penicillin derivatives, such as ampicillin. Shigella is an ampicillin-resistant organism. Vancomycin-resistant organisms include Enterococcus faecalis, vancomycin-resistant strains such as VRE, VRSA, and gram-negative bacilli. The outer membrane layer inhibits the entry of vancomycin. Methicillin-resistant organisms include MRSA via penicillin-binding protein mutation. Bacitracin-resistant organisms include Streptococcus agalactiae. Optogen-resistant organisms include Viridin's group Streptococci. Ceftriaxone-resistant organisms include some strains of Streptococcus pneumoniae. Influenza virus is resistant to amantadine and ramantadine. Isoniazid plus rifampin resistance includes multidrug-resistant tuberculosis. Aminoglycosides do not work against obligate anaerobes because they require oxygen to enter the cell. Chloroquine-resistant organisms include chloroquine-resistant Plasmodium falciparum malaria. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to drug resistance, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 37-year-old man previously treated with monotherapy for latent tuberculosis develops new onset cough, night sweats, and fever. He produces a sputum sample that is positive for acid-fast bacilli. Resistance testing of his isolated bacteria finds a mutation in the DNA-dependent RNA polymerase. To which of the following antibiotics might this patient's infection be resistant? Choice 1, isoniazid. Choice 2, ethambutol. Choice 3, rifampin. Choice 4, streptomycin. Choice 5, pyrazinamide. The correct answer is choice 3, rifampin. The patient's infection would most likely be resistant to rifampin, which works by inhibiting bacterial DNA-dependent RNA polymerase. Mycobacteria typically develop resistance to antibiotics through genetic mutation, which leads to altered drug targets. It is common for mycobacteria to be resistant to at least one antibiotic, which is why monotherapy for active tuberculosis is not recommended. Rifampin is an antimycobacterial antibiotic that works by inhibiting the bacterial DNA-dependent RNA polymerase. Resistance to rifampin alone is common, so the drug is typically used as part of the so-called RIPE therapy for TB. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Isoniazid works by inhibiting mycolic acid synthesis. Choice 2. Ethambutol works by inhibiting arabinosyl transferase, an enzyme involved in cell wall synthesis. Choice 4. Streptomycin is an aminoglycoside that works by binding to the 30S ribosomal subunit and preventing formation of the initiation complex. Choice 5. Pyrazinamide's mechanism of action is not fully understood. Its active metabolite appears to disrupt membrane potentials and interfere with energy production. That's all for this review about drug resistance. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.